time, but yeah, right. Want to see the residual power? Okay, wait, we'll come back. Right?
Rodden is a little town.
This is the Mirian ship.
What is the building on?
The post office.
I have a ship.
Look at the size of this post office.
There is another town in Litha that has a post office.
So in Russia,
the whole town is a population of 2,000, 3,000. The post office is bigger than any three houses in the town put together. Anyway, this was the Mirian ship.
Are you starting already?
I have with me photographs of the Mirian Shiva. You may have one here.
Yeah.
So we can show you. No, I want photographs from before the war.
Oh.
Okay, Dan, I have it.
This is Mirian Shiva.
I have another book in case somebody wants to look in the book.
Okay.
Anyway, you can look at the photographs and see right away it's the same building. Some changes were made. The back of the base matrix is here. The entrance was in the back. This middle entrance, this door did not exist in the time of the Mirian Shiva. This was added, I guess, when they turned it into a post office.
Oh,
the entrance was in the back, the Aron Kodesh was in the front,
and
the Mirian Shiva was filled with tables and benches at the tables, and people learned in tables. That's how it worked in the Mirian Shiva. And the tables, by the way, had names. Each table had a name, and it was a special honor to learn at table at X rather than at table Y and so on. Depending on your station in the Shiva, you worked your way up till you got to whatever table it was that there was. It was an amazing building. You can see it's a stone structure which almost didn't exist in the Mir, and that's why all the Jewish buildings are standing, and they're the major buildings of Mir today, because those were the only buildings made out of stone. Everything in Mir was made out of wood, and this was the first building, you'll pardon what I tell you, with plumbing in Mir and bathrooms, known as Belvedere, and the first bathrooms in Mir. We're in the Mirian Shiva.
This is in the 1920s, 1930s.
The Mir originally was also, the Shiva was a wooden building from 1817 on until the early 1900s when this building was constructed. This was the first building, to have...
Even though there was such poverty here?
To have bathrooms with flushing toilets in all of Mir. And when there was a problem here, they had to bring somebody from Paris to fix it. They went to the nearest. There was no railway near, but Mir is not far.
We're not very.
Yeah, it's not far from a railway station. The railway station they went by horse and buggy to Mir. That's exactly how the Rav was. Just as the Rav there is in 1897 came by horse and buggy from the nearest railroad station to Mir. That's how the Bachram got here. Bachram also would go to the railroad station, and then from the railroad station you had to take a... Depends on what year, when, but between 200 and 300. 200 and 300.
And how long did they stay?
And they dormed here, somebody said.
No. They only learned in here. This was a Jewish town. All Talmidei Chachamim, people who were devoted to Torah, they sat and learned, and you had teg. You stayed in somebody's house.
You took your sleeping and eating.
You received a stipend from the yeshiva to pay for your rooms, and that's how it worked.
They stayed a long time, though.
In all these little wooden houses all around the Mir. And there are lots of, I'm telling you, the Mir graduates alive. Shmuel Hoffer in Yerushalayim, and a long list of others. Mir people who learned in the Mir. Lots of people in Flatbush. For Pesach Cohen, if you know who he is,
my cousin Tarkovsky.
Baruch Hashem, there's no shortage of mirrors. You'll ask them; they all stayed in houses. people were paid for that. I assume they got a special and so on. They had lodging and mirrors. They also starved in many cases. There was absolute poverty here. But they learned in this building.
Why did they get married very late? Mir and Bracham are known to get married very late.
They were too poor to buy one.
Huh?
Not in the 1800s, only in the war. When the war.
But this is absolutely a sure state.